Well, I may have just gotten up, you know. But anyway, everybody come on down and get a seat while there's plenty of good ones. We're fixing to start the show.
You're going to get shot.
Would you like to have one?
Vocals.
Pete's here.
Vocals start on 20, right?
I don't know.
Vocals start on 20.
Hello. Testing.
It's always the way it is.
Those mosquitoes or gnats?
Never have any sound. You got sound?
Oh, I got it. I just asked them to shut your sound off. That's all. No, I'm keeping this one.
Can you take the reverb off the bass? We need some fiddle in the monitors, too.
Thank you. check it. Check, check, check.
Check, check.
Can you hear that, Gloria?
Yeah, I got you. Okay. Can I get the yellow vocal mic?
Yeah, it's me. Yeah. Okay, check. Okay.
Hello.
Check, 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 check.
Hello, hello. Testing 1, 2, 3. Hello.
Test, test, test. Test, test.
Okay, got it. Cool. All right, I got everything. All right. Second acoustic guitar, I'm sorry.
Get up to it. Maybe get up close.
You might want to lower the room. Talk down.
Check 1, 2.
Check.
Can you hear that over there? Yeah? No?
Switch on the back.
Are we ready?
There we go.
All right, welcome to the evening performance here at the Florida Folk Festival. We're going to open it up with a tribute to Vassar Clements. We're going to play some of the Vassar's favorite songs. These are songs that he's recorded. Even with some of the people on this stage, I want to introduce everybody real quick from Jacksonville, Mr. Jack Piccolo. Let's hear it for him. Jack produced Vassar's last album. Over here on my left, Sandra Jemison from the Hollins family, many generation Florida crackers. Over here is Bob Raspin from Jacksonville. And from Interlochen, who played twin fiddles many times with Vassar Clements and recorded, knows a lot of stories about him. We'll tell you a few of them. Barbara Smith.
Thank you.
And at the end there, my classmate from Cocoa High School, the class of 68 and 69, Mr. Joe Smith.
Joe Smith.
Also from Jacksonville, also a friend of Vassar Clements.
This is Pete Gallagher, in case y'all don't know. He's done a lot for this festival over the years.
Thank you.
He deserves a big hand.
Thank you. Woo! All right, we're going to open up with some twin fiddle work here. This is Bill Cheatham.
Can we have some fiddle in the monitors, please?
Barbara, tell us a story about the mockingbird.
The mockingbird is... Oh, okay. Well, the state bird of Florida is the mockingbird. So we're going to honor the state bird of Florida today and play for you a song that was popular during the Civil War. It's called Listen to the Mockingbird. And we're going to play our special arrangement, and I certainly hope that you enjoy it. Make sure I got plenty of fiddle out there.
Thank you. Thank you.
Vassil used to play Listen to the Mockingbird. That was one of his signature songs. And I want you to know that some of us have recorded with Vassar. And I did some twin fiddle, and Jack Piccolo and Bob here also assisted on a CD called The Bluefield Boys. And it's just been released. And it is for sale by us or back up at the Pfaff tent. Okay, The Bluefield Boys. It's a limited edition, bound to be a collector's item, and it's for sale cheap. There it is. The Bluefield Boys. That was his last recording, recorded just before his death, actually, before he got sick and died. So we have it as a memorial right now.
Now, Vassar played in all types of different styles, and we're going to do one now, Soldier's Joy, that he's also recorded several times, right, Barbara?
Actually, yes. I think on maybe on this, I'm not sure if it's on this recording or not. It might be that old Liberty. Could be.
Joe Smith going to play mandolin now. Another fiddle tune that Vassar liked a lot. Played many times in many interpretations.
He did.
Oh, whiskey before breakfast.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bring that fiddle up there, Joe.
It keeps you going.
Bring your mic up here.
Are you hearing the fiddle in the monitors?
Yes. Not really. Not.
We
I can't
could
hear
use
it
a lot more fiddle in the monitors, please. If you could help us out with that. Fiddle.
Yeah, hey, Mr. Sound
we
Man.
We have two fiddles here. I think we need both of them. We don't hear much of anything going here. If you have to go up too much, cut some of the highs out and just cut a little down on the treble if you need to turn it up. Joe Smith doing Sally Gooden. Just like Vassar used to look.
You ready? He's got that look.
Like, are you ready? Right.
First time that we ever appeared at the Florida Folk Festival in 1972. Jack over here, Joe and I appeared up here. Cousin Thelma's let us get up on stage. We were all graduates of Cocoa High School, lived in Rockledge, and we all learned how to play guitar and mandolin and everything all together out of little books and old Bob Dylan records and stuff, old Bill Monroe records. But that's a great thing about the Florida Folk Festival. You know the same people for many, many decades, and you always see them on this particular weekend. Sometimes you only see them for a minute, and you don't see them again for another year, and you see them a minute there, but it means a lot. That minute is precious to all of us. What do you say? Who starts this one off?
Depends on what we're doing.
This is what?
will.
Me and Barbara?
Yeah. Okay. Just go get it. Okay.
On the banjo. Barbara Smith on the fiddle. We're going to do one last song for you. This is a song that Vassar always loved to do. A lot of fiddle players don't like to do it. They won't allow it in the contest because it's known as a trick song, right, Barbara?
Oh, yeah.
Trick song.
Too tricky, right.
Too tricky for all those other fiddlers around the country. But in Florida, this is probably our greatest folk song right here, one of our greatest. We're going to start it off, though, with a little Don Grooms number to get everybody ready for it. This is in the key of D, boys. Well, the greatest train that ever run down America's railroad track was the Orange Blossom Special, bringing my baby back. From New York to Miami, you could hear those drivers roll, but the Orange Blossom Special don't stop in White Springs anymore. Well, people wouldn't line the railroad track to watch the OBS go by. Made grown men shiver, little babies cry. It shook the ground for miles around 50 years ago. But the Orange Blossom Special don't stop in White Springs anymore. How's it go, Bart? Do-do-do-do-do. It hauled oranges, it hauled people from all those Florida towns to the lights of New York City. It was the greatest train around. But now the Amtrak's got her, she's diesel to the core. And the Orange Blossom Special don't stop in White Springs anymore. Joe Smith. Just tonight, for old time's sake, we're gonna make that engine whine. Bring the Orange Blossom Special right down the White Springs line. Barbara, she's the engineer, her fiddle is delight. And the orange blossom special stops in White Springs tonight. Very much for the Greengrass Revival and the Briar Pickers put together today.
Put together. And don't forget, we do have a CD, the last one that Vassar ever made, and some of us also did twin fiddle and other backup for him. It's for sale under the Bluefield Boys. You can buy it up in the shop for $15 or from $10 from one of us down here.
All right. I could feel Vassar right here on the stage with us. I'll tell you, anybody who's heard Vassar Clements play on this stage.